This is a journey into sound. Still a little rattled by the conversation with Randall Thrill Hill.
What?
I feel like I may have ruined his day, though. I feel like maybe he had gotten past the Georgia Tech loss, and I opened wounds today.
Don't you want that kind of passion?
Oh, no doubt.
That's the passion you're supposed to have.
It's funny. I was talking with Len, our program director, and I said, you know, for those of us that went to school at UM in the late 80s, like, no one epitomizes Miami Hurricanes football more than Randall Thrill Hill. Like, he is the guy, man. And you could see, like, he was rip-roaring mad.
But we always talk about how that could never happen again, what happened with UM.
I agree.
So is it a pipe dream to hold on to that?
I mean, you want to be good. You want to be in that 14 playoff. I don't think that's out of the question for Miami down the road. But the way that they dominated college football, the way Alabama does now.
Yeah.
Can that ever happen for Miami again?
I don't want to answer because I want friends in South Florida.
But I don't think it can in that way. The way in the late 80s that they were it.
No.
I just don't think it can.
I've said this for years, too, and it's just, and now you have the indoor practice facility, but I believe it's an arms race now, and y'all don't have the money,
we don't have the alumni base. We're not a public school, and it's a smaller private school. Like, it's very hard to compete in that arms race.
You say 10,000 graduates a year?
Not even, I don't think.
10,000 students, 11,000 students? Like, Florida has 40,000.
Right.
40,000 walking around at all times.
I mean, Alabama is getting money from the state hand over fist, and Miami, you know, is trying to get me to donate $100 to the radio station.
When there was that big push about, like, paying athletes, and all those years ago, because Johnny Manziel was still in college. I think he just got drafted, and they made an estimate, and they said Johnny Manziel got $700 million donated. Ooh. His time there, $700 million were donated to Texas A&M because of him. That'll never happen at UM.
It can't.
It's just the alumni base isn't big enough. So, yes, can they get there? I would say no, but not because of coaching, not because of talent. I'm not taking shots at the kids, the coaches, the athletic department. I'm taking shot at the pocketbook. I don't know if UM's pocketbook is big enough to get there.
All right, it's time for Cheers 2. You call in with someone you want to give cheers to, and then we pick one caller, and they're going to win this time. Again, great prize, a pair of tickets to the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, January 12th, Funky Buddha Brewery. These are $55 each ticket. And you will have the time of your life. You go every year. It's a pilgrimage for beer lovers, and for Funky Buddha lovers.
Make sure you Uber.
Sure. Make sure you Uber.
No exaggeration.
Because they're going to feed you beer.
100 different beers, and you have as much as you want. No exaggeration.
Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, January 12th, Funky Buddha Brewery. All right. I will tell you first, my cheers to is fairly simple. But it's to the Florida Panthers. They are the only team right now performing well in South Florida. They're the only team that gives me any kind of hope. I don't have much hope right now in the Miami Heat, the Miami Hurricanes, or the Miami Dolphins. And so I give cheers to, give me a little cheers to there, Falero. Cheers to the Florida Panthers. They're on a 4-game win streak. They play tonight. You can hear tonight's game, by the way, on 790 The Ticket, because you will hear the Hurricanes basketball game on this radio station. But I give cheers to the Florida Panthers. Who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to people that know the rules of the road. Out in my town of Davie, and late at night, there's a lot of blinking lights because there's not a lot of traffic. People stop at that damn yellow blinking light. Mm-mm. It gets on my nerves.
Hate that.
I hate it. Stop stopping at that yellow blinking light. And then the same people that drive through the red blinking light know the traffic rules. You're a grown-ass person. Understand that a yellow blinking light, honestly, I don't want to tell people the wrong thing. It really means nothing. Keep riding. Look
just
around.
Just caution.
It's like when you're walking around a lake in South Florida, you're cautious of gators.
Right. You look every now and then, but you don't stop walking.
But you still deal with your life. Deal with your life. Know the traffic rules. If you know that a blinking yellow light means just be cautious and keep rolling, and a red blinking light means it's a stop sign, a four-way stop. Know the rules, anybody that does. Cheers to people that know the damn traffic rules, because they got on my nerves last night.
By the way, to piggyback on that, because I go home every day, I take Ives Dairy to 95. So you get Ives Dairy. When you're merging onto I-95 from a merge lane, right? Like you do on Ives Dairy.
Yeah.
as you're merging, you wait till the solid line ends before you go left onto I-95. So if there's six cars in line and the sixth car in line decides to go over the warning lines and then all of a sudden takes everybody's place, it throws off the entire merge. Throws off the merge. What are you selling, fruit cups?
Happens to you?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Hate that. I hate that. All right, cheers to people that know the rules of the road.
Know the rules.
Valero, who are you giving cheers to?
Yesterday during the Heat 76ers game, I don't know if you guys watched this, but Markelle Fultz from the 76ers.
The free throw.
That free throw is a work of art, man. The way he gets people to commit lane violations, man, with that pump fake. I give my cheers to Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, cheers to Markelle Fultz. That's as entertaining a single free throw as you will ever see in the NBA.
And my wife were talking. I said, hold on. I got to watch this again. He just pump faked a free throw.
That is as entertaining a free throw as you will ever see in the NBA. All right, let me go to the callers here. We will pick one caller to win the pair of tickets for the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, January 12th from Funky Buddha Brewery. All right, line one. Is that Pete Falero?
Yes, it is.
All right, Pete, you're on 560 WQAM, Pete.
Yeah, cheers to Channing. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to validate it.
All right, don't just be kissing ass. Like, validate it.
I'm going to validate okay. it. Every time I bump into him at Walmart on Griffin, he knows this. He's in the 10-item line. He's got 20 items. He gets his little kid to stand, sitting back.
No.
So when he reaches 10 items, he goes, hey, get the rest of the 10.
No.
So he goes, oh, yeah.
Wait a second.
He's
so Crowder, he does more than 10 items, and then he tells his 5-year-old kid.
I do 10, and little Channing does 10.
He's got no money. He's 5 years old.
He gives me that smile like, hey, come on, man. You know you do this sometimes.
You know what happens? These ex-athletes, they think that they run the world.
Oh, he winks at me.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pete, but you got to say that Walmart, man. They have two lanes open.
Come on,
and then
man.
The one lady, she had, I don't think she has thumbs. That. She's
Come
a
on,
seal.
I'm spreading the cheer. Channing. Come on now.
But how is that a cheer? I love it, but I don't know how you're giving him cheers to breaking the rules.
Anyways.
Hold on.
10 for right, me. Hold on. 10 for little Channing.
Hold on there, Pete. And this is Italian Pete on the next line?
Yes.
All right, Italian Pete, you're on 560 WQAM.
The real Pete. Hey, I'm giving cheers to Caris LeVert. He needs a drink after that leg injury.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Did you see, though, we were just talking about during the commercial break, he will not need surgery, and he'll be back this season.
Well, then we can drink.
Caris LeVert got a bad leg injury last night. Man, that was rough to watch. Have you watched it yet?
No.
Falero was going to show it to you.
I saw a steal shot. You know, Derrick Rose has been on the court for that shot last night, and he was there for Paul George's injury and another and Gordon Hayward.
So he's just bad luck.
He's been on the court for all three of those injuries, and he injures his damn self all the time.
So stay away from Derrick Rose.
He's
if
a
you
demon. He's a demon. I've seen enough movies.
Jay, you're on 560 WQAM.
Hey, I give a cheers to all. Oh, the wives and girlfriends, may they never meet.
Don't know what you're speaking about,
wives
PJ.
Wives and
but,
girlfriends, never meet.
I get the concept.
Is line four County or Anthony?
Anthony.
Was there a caller named County? Or?
Yeah, I might have gotten it wrong. Could have been Courtney, but.
County. All right, but it's Anthony. Anthony, you're on 560 WQAM.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
How's it going, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm going to bring down the tone a little bit. I got to give my cheers to all that emergency medical responders out there on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I live in Cali. I know those fires are real bad right now. I got family and friends out there. I know it's tough out there, but, you know, I definitely got to give my cheers to all emergency medical responders, you know, firefighters, police officers, all those guys
that
out there.
That is a strong cheers, too. We all see the video of what's going on there. It's crazy. When you see those plumes of smoke that are miles away and it's the entire backdrop of the video that you're looking at, that is staggering. Oh, my man, Umberto. Why are you laughing? Umberto, you're on 560 WQAM.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Nice to talk to you guys again.
Humberto.
Humberto.
Yes, senores. I would like to actually give a cheers to the quarterbacks of the Miami Dolphins. Because of their actions, we will have not only new quarterbacks, but maybe new coaches as well.
All right. Because of the Dolphins quarterback's performance, you may see new quarterbacks and new coaches. Humberto gives cheers to you. And Pasquale, you're on 560 WQAM.
I give cheers to Jamie Eisengard for helping me win in fantasy this week. And Pete Prisco is still a crook. He tried to sell his own mother to me. Get out.
Pete Prisco tried to sell his mother to Pasquale.
Hey, don't talk about nobody's mom.
Strange.
Man.
Pasquale gives cheers to Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru. All right, so we've got someone giving cheers to Channing Crowder for abusing the 10 items or less aisle. I don't know how that's cheers
Isn't
to.
Isn't it per person?
No,
it's
no.
per person. It's your, per person.
Does your son have a job?
Man, he gets money every Christmas.
How did he get to Walmart?
He walked.
He walked. Somebody gives cheers to Caris LeVert. Horrific injury yesterday. Somebody gives cheers to all the wives and girlfriends and hopes they never meet. Somebody gives cheers to all the emergency medical responders on the West Coast who are doing a fantastic job. Somebody gives cheers to all the QBs for the Miami Dolphins because he believes that will lead to a house cleaning. And someone gives cheers to fantasy football guru Jamie Eisenberg. I'm going to go with number one, the guy who gave cheers to you. I don't think it makes any sense. But I enjoyed the story. I like hearing about, you know, how Crowder always talks about being a man of the people and blah, blah, blah. And then you find out, oh, I'm big NFL guy. I'll just go into the 10-item aisle and have 20 items.
It says 10 items per person.
It does not say 10 items per person. It does not.
Chan has his own cart.
No, he does not.
He does not.
No 5-year-old walks around with their own shopping cart.
He's 7. He's Whatever. 6'1".
I give my vote for number one there, Pete.
You know what? I got to put Larry on a bad place because he has to break the tie. I'm going with Jay. The wives and girlfriends never meet.
Wives and girlfriends, hopefully they never meet.
Because we don't live that way, but no. Falero.
I mean, anywho, Falero, you get to be the tiebreaker.
Woohoo! I go with Pasquale.
Pasquale is line 6. No, that's not. No,
you can't do it.
Tiebreaker, Brenda Snipes. You're the tiebreaker. You're throwing my whole election off.
Brenda Snipes.
Well, now we do this too much.
I want Pasquale to win.
No.
I like his
one
name.
Or three.
Pete.
Pete
yes.
is one. All right, there you go. Pete, congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
I appreciate you sharing that
Pete,
story.
Like, honestly, Pete, I always have a lot of fishing lures. So, like, if I have bags of fishing lures.
No. Each one is an item.
Oh. You had the 7-year-old bringing up the rear. You had to use the little kid's cart.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, Pete. You've got two tickets, Pete. Great prize for you. Two tickets to the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, courtesy of Funky Buddha Brewery. That's on January 12th. And what is your favorite sports radio station?
WQAM.
Look at that. Like we planned it.
That's my Davyite over there.
Brady Quinn is scheduled to join us in the next segment. We can talk about that Miami Dolphins quarterback situation that one of those callers was talking about. Brady Quinn, we'll always enjoy talking with him. He's next. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
This is what we play for Brady Quinn?
Yeah, it's the Trumps, the 90s rap.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
By the way, you can join the 411 Pain WQAM Street Team this Friday, 3:30 at the Dade County Federal Credit Union in Doral. We got a car sale going on. Dolphins cheerleaders will be there. It is Friday, 3:30. Brady Quinn is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hello, Brady Quinn.
Can I just say thank you guys so much for continuing to play my favorite band? And I got to admit this, if I could come back to life and be someone else, it might be Chad Kroeger. It might be their lead single for Nickelback.
Now, how do you know the lead singer for Nickelback?
Doesn't everybody?
I mean, do you really like this band, Nickelback? I thought we were trolling you with Nickelback music.
There was a former teammate of mine, and his girl actually dated Chad Kroeger at one point. So it became kind of like a hot contested issue. And we're basically almost like in The Office. Remember, if you're talking like about Michael in The Office and all that, when she would play the music of her former lover, it was kind of like that. They get in a fight, and all of a sudden she would turn on Nickelback.
Wow.
That's a great move. Yeah, you can't really. That's an argument ender, right? You can't top that.
You can go punch Chad in the face. I know how to handle that situation quick.
Crowder almost got in a fight with Randall Hill in the 2 o'clock hour today. Randall Hill was all fired up about the University of Miami. What do you make of the situation, if I can call it that, at the University of Miami, Brady?
Look, it's hard because Mark Britt is going into his third year, and I think you'd expect bigger things at this point. You know, losing four straight doesn't help, and you can obviously make the case that they've lost to some inferior opponents, at least talent-wise, right? But the most important position on that team, the quarterback position, is he hasn't played great. And that's really the biggest issue right now, I think, with this team. And Nicosi Perry's young. I think he's got some upside to him. And he just needs more time to develop. You know, I think we think these turnarounds happen overnight. They don't. Especially when you've got a younger player who needs more development, and he's splitting reps with Blake Rozier, which didn't really, you know, hasn't really worked out. Neither guy's played over well throughout the course of the year. So, you know, to me, that's the biggest issue right now. I would imagine next year they'll turn around, you know, relatively quickly if they can just, you know, take better care of the football, have a little bit more production through the air. You know, typically they're good defensively. They're good. Their ground game's good. It's just more of an issue at the quarterback position. So whether that's via recruiting or just more development for a guy like Perry, you know, in either sense, I tend not to panic in situations like this. I'll put it that way.
And Brady, did Mark Richt mishandle the quarterback situation, pulling Malik Rozier in the FIU game and then putting him back in the next week when Nicosi struggled and in and out for over a month now? Is that tough on the quarterback to deal with that, knowing every time you walk off the court, somebody might walk up to you and not address what to do against cover four, but to tell you you're benched for the next series?
Yeah, I think at some point you're trying to make a statement to them, right? I mean, there's the old story of, you know, Tony Rice and Lou Holtz. And, you know, Lou Holtz telling him, you know, look, son, you're not going to throw more than five interceptions this season. And Tony said, well, how do you know that? He said, because I'm going to pull you after five. I'm not going to let you play the rest of the season. So, you know, there's that thought process to it. But I think nowadays, kids coming into college football, they're more sensitive to how they're treated and when they're benched and how they handle failure. And I think you've got to communicate to them that you're trying to teach them a lesson, and you got to make sure that whatever, if you're giving someone else an opportunity, you need to make sure that they understand what exactly that is, and the guy that you're benching understands what they did wrong. Because that's the hardest thing is you get benched and no one's giving you any sort of answers as far as how to fix the problems that you have. And that's the toughest thing is, as a quarterback, you know, you're a problem solver out there. And so if all of a sudden you can't solve those problems that your team's having issues with, and then all of a sudden you're getting benched because of that, that's an issue, and it's an issue because mentally you need someone to help you get the answers so you can figure that out next time you go in and play better. That's the only way you're going to get better as a player. That's the only way your team's going to get better.
Brady Quinn is with us. I do want to get into Miami Dolphins talk with you for a second, but as long as we're talking college, let me ask you a basic college football question. Alabama, obviously, that's the powerhouse. I said earlier I wouldn't mind seeing Alabama and Notre Dame for a national championship, two storied programs. Crowder said no way Notre Dame could hang with them. You said no. Clemson would be the only team. What's your take on that, Brady?
I don't think even Clemson could hang with them, to be honest with you. I mean, people want to make it look like that's a matchup. To me, the way Alabama's played this year, I think they pretty much take care of business against anyone. And I feel that Tua Tagovailoa is much more proven. The only question right now is him is his knee and how that could potentially plague them moving forward. But he's much more proven than Trevor Lawrence is. I mean, you go and look at the rushing attack for Clemson. If Clemson takes on Alabama, I can guarantee you they're going to take away the running game. They're going to stack the box. They're not going to allow Clemson to run on them. And then all of a sudden you're putting all this pressure on a true freshman quarterback who has played well this year, but I don't really feel like they've been tested. I mean, everyone made a big deal at the NC State game. They weren't very good. You know, we had BC this past week. But when you've got a guy like Travis, you know, ATN, who's rushing for, what, 7 yards a carry, something like that, it makes life a little bit easier. So I honestly just don't think anyone can hang with this team. But the points they're able to put up on offense and as good as they are up front on defense with guys like Quinnen Williams and Isaiah Bugs, they're just too talented.
And to that question, I was going to ask you, if Tua, and I hate to, you know, wish any injury or whatever, knock on wood, but if Tua was out, how far is the drop-off with the entire Alabama team if Jalen Hurts is playing? Can they compete? Because we just said, I'm with you, Brady.
I think ESPN said that Tua is playing this week.
Because I was going to say, but if he was to get hurt, like, I'm with you. I don't think anybody can really beat Alabama, but what is the drop-off if Tua doesn't play? How much does he impact this team?
Well, it's somewhat of a big drop-off only because Jalen Hurts just has never developed throwing the football like we thought he would. And if you look at one of the biggest mismatches on the field when Alabama is taking on any opponent, it's all those five-star wide receivers like Jerry Jeudy who are uncoverable. And if you don't have a guy who can get him the football, none of that matters. You know, they can be running wide open down the field, but if Jalen Hurts doesn't know where to go with the football and can't get it there accurately, it's not going to matter. So, to me, it's a huge drop-off in that regard, even though Jalen Hurts, you know, was responsible for helping to take this team to the national championship last year. I just think we saw in the second half of the national championship game the difference that Tua can make. And then this year, you've seen the way he's taken this offense to a whole nother level. So that's really what, you know, they'd be missing out on if they're not able to have Tua. Don't they play, like, Citadel this week?
Yeah.
One of the next 2 weeks, I know they have like a layup. I'm not even sure why you'd walk him out there for that game.
Yeah, it almost seems like you're risking there is no reward there.
It's a bye week with the game involved. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
I think they could beat Citadel without Tua. I think so.
I think they could beat Citadel without a quarterback, no?
Direct
play Wildcat the whole game.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, they probably could.
Honestly, like we were talking, I saw the gambling lines on Odds Shark. If you want to bet Alabama, no point spread, just Alabama to beat Citadel, you'd have to lay $175,000 to win $100. That's how big a favorite they are over the Citadel.
I'm surprised it's not higher. Like, you have to lay like $10 million just to win like $10.
Now,
that would be much more likely.
Let me shift gears into the NFL for 1 second. Brady Quinn is with us, the only guy from Notre Dame that I've ever liked. Brady Quinn, if Brock Osweiler started all 10 games for the Miami Dolphins, and the Dolphins are 5-5 right now, or if Ryan Tannehill had played all 10 games for the Miami Dolphins, would they be the same? Are they still would they still be a 5-5 team if Ryan Tannehill had played all 10 games and not, you know, had Brock Osweiler come in because of the injury?
No, I think they'd be probably a little better. I mean, maybe they're 6-4, maybe it's 7-3, but I think you look at, you know, the difference between Ryan Tannehill and Brock Osweiler. And to me, I think, you know, first off, Ryan's tough, in particular against pressure. I mean, we've seen him, you know, battle through a bunch of hits throughout the course of his time with the Miami Dolphins. But to me, I think that's one of the biggest, you know, differences. I mean, you go back to last week's game, they're bringing a zero blitz, and Brock just panicked. I mean, he looked like a giraffe out there, you know, in headlights, and he didn't know what to do with the football. And that's the difference. I think Ryan sees the pressure. He's taken those hits before, and he's going to deliver a strike or at least, you know, throw that football in the vicinity of someone who knows where to go. And sometimes those little decisions are the difference in the game instead of taking a shot that takes you out of field goal range and that kind of impacts the game moving on forward. But I think they'd be a win or two better probably. But look, this team has also decimated other spots. I mean, the offensive line has struggled staying healthy. Not having a guy like Albert Wilson takes away some of that too.
And Brady, you called him a deer in headlights, but I'm glad you said giraffe because he is big as hell. I look at
him
play.
Well, here's the thing, though. A giraffe wouldn't be blinded by headlights because they're so tall. So
what about a big-ass truck?
No, probably, I mean, how big a truck could it be? Like, for you to say a giraffe in headlights.
What about the big floodlights on top of a Hummer?
There's no.
I'm with Brady here. Have you ever been to Africa?
We'd get up to the knees of a giraffe. No.
I've been to Africa.
They have jeeps as tall as a giraffe.
Bigger than giraffe.
It just seems like a crazy statement to say, Brady, to be a giraffe in headlights.
Brady, to your point, I wanted to ask you, because I've watched Brock at camp. I've watched him, you know, just do drills. He looks kind of awky being that tall. Like, is it a disadvantage? Because, you know, taller quarterbacks can see. But once you get to 6'7", is it a disadvantage to be that long and lanky?
It can be, and it really goes back to, like, Scott Mitchell, they were talking about, you know, the way he would throw the football. And sometimes if you have more of an over-the-top release, that ball coming at a downward angle can be difficult for guys to catch. And so sometimes those guys have to actually adjust their arm to be more of a sidearm angle with the way that they throw the football. So sometimes it can kind of work against them, in particular in some of those shorter passes. But overall, I think most NFL, you know, coaches like having a taller guy, bigger guy like that in the pocket, so he can see everything, especially considering this is a league where anticipation is huge when you're making throws, and you got to make throws into windows before wide receivers are even there. So being 6'8 or 6'8, whatever the heck he is, it helps big time, at least being able to see where you're going with the football. And that's sometimes one of the hardest things to do. I mean, I'm almost 6'4, and I can't tell you how many times I had to make blind throws and how hard that is to be confident making a throw where, you know, your vision's blocked, you can't find a throwing lane, but you know the ball is going to come out in time because you don't have an offensive line that can protect you. And that's kind of the situation that, you know, Brock's in right now with the Miami Dolphins.
And one more thing we discussed yesterday, Brady. With Brock going in, Brock's playing now, we haven't scored a touchdown in 9 quarters of NFL games. We kicked a bunch of field goals. 9 quarters, we have not scored a touchdown as the Miami Dolphins. Would you think about putting in the third stringer? His name is David Fales. I'm not guessing you've never seen him play, but if your starter's hurt and your backup is only kicking field goals for 9 quarters, would you think about putting in a third string guy?
I mean, you contemplate it. I mean, you know how this goes. We don't necessarily know, you know, how Brock's being graded based on what they're asking to do, you know, as far as their reads, progressions, and all that. And he might be doing a good job with what they're asking to do with this offense right now. So it's hard to tell based on that. But, yeah, maybe you kick the tires on it. The tough thing is, I mean, you're still in the hunt right now. I mean, Brock has kind of done what you kind of wanted him to do. I mean, he's kept you competitive. He's kept you at 500, and you still have a shot at trying to make a wild card. So I don't think you're catching the Patriots, but at this point, at least, you're still potentially fighting for the playoffs.
All right, there you go. Brady Quinn. Why are you laughing, Crowder? You think that I have offended him, taking issue with giraffe in headlights?
I like it. You're a hater.
Will you withdraw that comment, Brady, as the interview comes to an end here? Will you withdraw giraffe in headlights?
Why would I withdraw that comment about that?
Well, because it just makes no sense. How could a giraffe would never be blinded
by
headlights?
Hey, Hawk, they're called high beams for a reason, okay? Those things can extend up there.
High beams.
Right? No.
Notre Dame education.
If they're extending up to a giraffe's eyes, there's a malfunction.
It's going to blind their eyes, man. You back away far enough, it's going to blind their eyes.
What if the giraffe, he was trying to sneak across the street and he was low?
Like a stealth giraffe?
A slouching stealth giraffe.
I've never seen a stealth giraffe before.
So have you been to Africa?
I've also never been to Africa. I've only been to a zoo.
Who do you think had the better life for a short period of time? Brady Quinn as the star quarterback at Notre Dame or the lead singer of Nickelback in their heyday? Like, who lived the life better? Brady, you answer first.
I guess I'll start off by asking this question. Did Nickelback have a heyday? I mean,
Didn't they have a heyday, Falero?
Yeah, early 2000s, I think.
Like, Nickelback was for a couple years, like, they were a hot rock band.
I don't know that they ever had really a heyday, though. So, I mean, I'm not sure. But
it sounds like you're voting for yourself on that one, which is fine. Crowder, who do you think?
I didn't say that either. I just thought we could pose the question, was there ever a heyday?
I'd say Brady. I think Notre Dame has more fans than Nickelback. I think Notre Dame football has more fans than Nickelback.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, cumulatively, yeah, there's more Notre Dame fans than Nickelback fans. I think we can say that.
And Brady, physically, I think he could pull more women than that guy. Because I looked at Kroger. Kroger is garbage.
Kroger's not a good-looking dude.
He looks like Gollum off the Lord of the Rings.
Falero, who do you think had a better go of it, Brady Quinn or Gollum?
I think Gollum, man.
Really?
2005, man. He had that album that came out. He was rocking the world at that time.
Because to be a rock star, that's what everybody always wants.
Can you even name the album?
Can you name the album?
All the Right Reasons. Come on.
He's reading that off Google.
Was that one of their songs on Nickelback?
I think the one we just played.
You Remind Me.
I think everyone's dream is always to be the lead singer of a rock band.
Starting quarterback?
But I think the starting quarterback at Notre Dame. Like that, I think that might trump being a rock star.
More kids want to be the starting quarterback over the lead singer of a rock band.
You think?
Oh, for sure.
Brady, we'll start with Brady.
Quick question. Do you guys still need me for this debate? Do you guys still need me for this one or no? Can I just go on that note?
You ever been to Africa?
Do we need Brady Quinn for this part of the segment? Brady, we'll start with you. Yes or no?
No, I don't think so. But actually, I'm holding up Pete Prisco here at CBS right now.
Pete Prisco infiltrates every damn interview we're doing. We were doing one last week, and
man.
Pete Prisco's in the limo. Like, what's he doing, Pete Prisco? Unbelievable.
I put him on the phone right now, but I think he's going to use some profanity.
Pete there? Tell him I set him up. He's got Riptide tickets. Tell him he's taken care of.
All right. I'll pass that along.
Is he there?
Yeah, I'm looking across from the office right now. He's shaking his head at me.
Yeah, tell him he's got Riptide tickets.
I will once I get off.
No, can you just tell him now? Just tell him now. Tell him that he's got Riptide tickets. He wanted to go to Riptide.
Putting some crumbs to show you something.
Ask him what he thinks about the phrase "a giraffe in headlights."
I'll ask him about both. I'll make sure to tell him about.
No, can you ask him now though?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask him now.
We'll see you, Brady.
I'm sorry, Brady.
Oh, he hates me. I mean, genuinely hates me. Yeah, genuinely.
Do you want him to like you? You don't try to help.
I do want him to like me, but my personality supersedes. He's still there. What's he doing there?
He told Pete Prisco about the tickets.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he wants to give you his answer.
Are you still there, Brady?
No, this is Prisco. They better be VIP too,
huh? We go.
Pete Prisco's there.
Two for one.
We got you set up with Riptide tickets, Prisco.
Are they VIP? Am I in the front row?
Of course you're VIP. You're Pete Dan Prisco.
Just walk up there.
I just got to, I just want to make sure I can see Crowder. You know how that goes.
Oh, he's going to be VIP as well, man.
Pete, we have a good time.
There. He will be there. All right, we got to go. See you, Pete.
Shirts off, Pete.
All right, guys. All right, see ya.
Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, making the appearance there at the end of the interview. That was delightful. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back.
560 WQAM presents the third annual Riptide Music Festival.
Powered by Ford.
Back again on beautiful Fort Lauderdale Beach. Happening Friday, November 30th, Saturday, December 1st, and Sunday, December 2nd. Featuring amazing bands such as Panic at the Disco. Sublime with Rome. That's how we get high.
I like this song, don't get me wrong, but I will tell you the debut of 80s, 90s Rap Tuesdays last week was much better than today.
So you don't like the song?
I don't mind. What is this? I got five on it. Like,
yeah,
I'm
a great song.
Yeah, I agree. I haven't heard really any 80s rap, I don't think, much today. Maybe
all 90s.
Well, I thought we were doing 80s, 90s.
You got to go further back for Hawk.
Okay.
I think
that was
definitely.
Heyday. Your heyday was mid-80s.
Yeah, give me like 85 to 90.
All right, jeez. Sorry.
You were married in the 90s, right?
I was married in 97.
Yeah, so you were dating before that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I wasn't listening to music.
Imagine when Hawk was having fun.
Yeah, go back to 85 to 90. Wait a second. Did I just agree with that? Some of the texts that have come in since we talked with Brady Quinn in the last segment. The Brady Quinn segment was funny as hell. Love when Hawk aggravates the hell out of a guest with silly questions. It's a gift.
A curse.
Somebody texts in, you guys are insane. Nickelback's primary geographic, I think they mean demographic, was mostly all women. That's why a lot of guys didn't really care for them. the songs were mostly for women. So in that instance, then you would want to be the lead singer of Nickelback, not Brady Quinn. Brady Quinn was impressive mostly to men, right? Men, mostly sports fans, and women, fans of Nickelback. So maybe there's an argument to be made that you'd rather be the lead singer of Nickelback.
Well, I'll tell you this. I wasn't no starting quarterback, but women like college athletes as well.
Valid point. Yeah. Valid point. I'll walk my take back.
I didn't have trouble getting action.
Somebody texts in, next time I see Brady Quinn on TV and he has an uncontrollable twitch, I'll know where it came from.
Well, you can get to him now.
I love it when Crowder, I love what Crowder said. Anytime I'm losing an argument from now on, my first words are going to be, have you ever been to Africa?
It swings. Because now you got to answer it if it's no.
Somebody texts in, funny, I just got in my car and I hear someone say, have you ever seen a stealth giraffe? No, of course not. It's stealth.
You're ridiculous, man.
And I've retweeted our friend, a regular tweeter, Rod Pitchblack. He's tweeted out a picture. It says, it kind of kills Crowder and Brady's cliche. It's a giraffe looking at a car, and there's no chance that it's going to be blinded by the headlights on the car.
That's a Tyco truck.
It's a giraffe. It is a giraffe. So there you go. A delightful segment with Brady Quinn. And then a special guest appearance by Pete Prisco. It's like all of a sudden when Drake shows up on stage, you know, and it's like, oh, hey, I think that's Pete Prisco. Did you see Kanye dancing in a box the other night?
Oh, he done went crazy.
What's he doing? What was that dance he was doing? Did you see that, Falero? Kanye dancing in a box?
No, I haven't.
I don't even know whose concert
they
was at.
They said it was Buddy Love trying to get outside of Professor Clump. And that
Google, I'm telling you, look at the video, Falero. You'll die. Kanye. And then have you seen, what was that, Dr. Doolittle? What is it, the Clumps?
The Clumps.
What was the original one called, though? Nutty Professor?
Nutty Professor. Yeah. And then the Clumps was too.
Watch, see if you can find that video, Falero. Kanye dancing in a box. I don't know what he's doing, man.
He lost it, man. Tell you, man, think about it. You get around them Kardashians.
You lose it.
He's going crazy. Yep. We know what happened to Lamar Odom. Yep. Now, I'm telling you, man, stay away from him.
All right.
Ben Simmons need to watch his back.
We went long with Brady Quinn there, but it was worth it. But we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come right back.